Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. So, Arisha, you know, everyone knows by now that I'm very afraid of having a sudden health problem.
Yeah, I mean, to an extent, it's a legitimate concern.
Thank you so much for saying that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, of course.
I feel validated. And that's why I know that it's got to be extremely scary right now for Travis Barker, because as a lot of people know, he was just rushed to the hospital yesterday with his wife, Kourtney Kardashian, by his side.
Yeah, and we're still unsure how serious it is, but if there's one thing we can all agree on about Travis is that he is a fighter.
Yeah, truly. And I mean, you know, Kourtney's helped him through a lot, so
yeah,
of course she's right there.
Yeah, she is right there. She's a Kardashian.
Yeah. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziprin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Wednesday, June 29th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
So the time after you get married should usually be a pretty blissful time, but unfortunately for newlyweds Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker, it's not been all health and happiness, mostly just health. So the two tied the knot just last month, and they've already faced some medical problems. Kourtney recently recovered from her second bout of COVID, and yesterday Travis was rushed to the hospital for pancreatitis. So TMZ shared photos yesterday afternoon of Travis being taken to a local medical facility in West Hills, which is where he lives along with Kourtney. They all live in the same area. And in the photos, Travis is seen on a gurney. Kourtney is standing there with him, of course. And Travis and Kourtney both have hoodies covering their faces, so we can't really see them or see what's going on.
Which, having been an EMT, I don't blame them. Like,
no.
TMZ, whoever took these photos, Jesus.
And like, how were they right there so quickly?
They must have them low-jacked. Like, there's no other explanation. Or they just have photographers assigned to Kardashian
They're just
members.
Camped out.
Yeah. So at first, there was no information of why Travis went to the facility, but we knew the doctors thought it was serious enough to have him transfer to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, which is in Los Angeles. Travis was transferred in an ambulance and Courtney followed closely behind in her Range Rover. And we've since learned that Travis has pancreatitis, which is described as inflammation of the pancreas. Fun fact, itis is the suffix for inflammation. For all you medical nerds, I am basically a learned doctor. And the pancreas is a gland that sits behind the stomach and produces enzymes that help with digestion. Mm-hmm. Pancreatitis can occur suddenly and can cause symptoms like abdominal pain, fever, and vomiting. Also, similar feelings as when you're pregnant, I've heard. So, could mix those things up.
Great.
Add that to your list of things to worry about.
Like, it's so, all of these things have similar, like, so many things have similar symptoms.
I know.
You're like, is this the flu or cancer?
Yeah.
Like, I just can't.
Yeah. I mean, it goes back to Googling one symptom and it's like, I have 24 hours to live. Got it. Okay, cool.
I know.
But sources close to Travis and his family told TMZ that the doctors believe his pancreatitis was triggered by a recent colonoscopy.
Oh. Okay.
Those are not pleasant. Never had one, but I...
I was going to say, have you...
I drove my parents to get theirs. I, like, was there... I feel like they got it as a gift to me. Like, one of my birthdays, they got their first colonoscopies because it was around the age they were supposed to start getting them. And the drink you have to drink to clean out your colon... Mm-hmm. My dad's fine. He'll do anything. But my mom... And she's going to hear this and she's going to 100% call me and complain about me complaining about her. But good God, she made such heavy weather of it.
My dad's like, whatever. Like, if I die, I die. But like, can you just clarify, did your parents get like a couple's colonoscopy like side by side?
Yeah.
That is so romantic.
It is. I mean, you have to keep the romance alive and you just go with the flow. It's time to get colonoscopies. Wow. Do it as a pair.
Love it. So, like we said, this obviously has to be scary for Travis. Not only is this a serious medical condition, but like we know, we've talked about this before, Travis has a pretty rough history with hospitalization. He has been really open about the PTSD he's experienced after he survived a plane crash in 2008 that took the life of 4 out of the 6 passengers. Luckily, obviously, Travis survived. But his recovery was an uphill battle. He came out of the crash with severe burns. He had to undergo 26 surgeries. And he spent a long time in the hospital recovering. But he has also talked about how Courtney has helped him overcome some of his fears from the crash. And so, of course, she's obviously by his side through this. There's no reason she wouldn't be.
Right, right. Yeah, Travis... He's previously shared that Courtney helped him move past his fear of flying. We talked about this here, actually.
Yeah.
Because back in August of last year, Travis was photographed stepping on board a private jet with Courtney, which was the first time he had flown since the crash. Like, I can't even imagine what that trauma would be like.
I do imagine a private jet makes it just a little bit easier.
A little bit, but he was on a private jet that crashed.
That's true. That's a really good point.
I mean, I don't know. It's terrifying. Like, trauma is terrifying, obviously. God, and just
I take back everything I just said. I know nothing.
But I gotta say, it speaks to the strength of their relationship that this was enough for him to get on a plane.
Like, yeah, for sure.
Wow. I mean, they're clearly so supportive of each other. They've been essentially inseparable since they first got together back in January of last year. I know one of the many claims of plastic surgery they've had is that Courtney got sutured to Travis. People don't realize.
That is the big rumor.
Everyone's talking about that plastic surgery. But we've seen them making out and doing PDA all over the world. Vegas, Cabo, Italy, where all the rich people go. Not Bakersfield and Glendale like the Poories. And now they've made their commitment to each other official. We talked about this a lot. They got married in Portofino, Italy last month on May 22nd.
Yeah. And Courtney is not the only family member showing support for Travis through the medical scare. His 16-year-old daughter, Alabama Barker, posted on her social media and she asked her followers to pray. So she first posted a photo to TikTok of Travis in the gurney with her holding his hand. And the caption said, "Please say a prayer."
Yeah. And so her posts on TikTok also showed Travis holding his phone while in the hospital bed. He had this white medical bracelet on his wrist, but Alabama posted a heart emoji over it to hide his personal information, of course.
Yeah, smart.
We got to honor HIPAA here.
Yeah.
The photo also showed Travis's phone with dozens of missed calls, text messages, and email notifications.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play devil's advocate unnecessarily here. I have over 400 text message notifications. So
well, you're a mess, it, though.
Thank you. Thank you. Someone had to say it. God, I keep saying I'm going to get those numbers down and they just go up. But the post that Alabama posted on TikTok has since been deleted. But she did update her Instagram story with simple text over a black background. The text said, please send your prayers. Now, both Travis's stepdaughter, Atiana De La Hoya, and his son, Landon Barker, have not made any public comments about his condition. But yeah. Landon was seen playing a show last night with Travis's frequent collaborator, Machine Gun Kelly, and fellow double dater in New York City at Madison Square Garden.
Fellow tongue toucher. MGK. They love that.
They should all be like in a four-way and just touching each other's tongues.
Arisha, they have.
I know, but I want to see a picture of it.
Oh, okay.
So I know it's real.
So Travis himself has not released a statement on his current state, which I'm not surprised about. But he did share an eerie message during the whole thing just before photos were released of him being taken to the hospital yesterday. Travis tweeted at 10:45 a.m., God save me.
Mm. So God Save Me is actually the title of a song Travis collaborated on with Machine Gun Kelly that was released back in March.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible that tweet was in reference to the song or in support of MGK's new documentary, Life in Pink, which is now streaming on Hulu. Mm-hmm. But of course, the timing is a little odd, and some fans think it was about his medical scare, which I just have to say, I think I talked about this, or at least offline with you guys being Brooke and our producers, but I like, there was a night I woke up in the middle of the night, and I was like, this is it. I'm coming, I'm meeting my maker, because
I was in Jesus.
I'm coming to Jesus, because I was in so much pain. So I get this, like, especially abdominal pain, and you're not sure what it is. We all go to crazy places.
I know. Did you have the time to tweet? Like, I can't imagine being in the midst of a medical scare and being like, you know what? I gotta tweet something real quick. So, like, I don't know. I mean, MGK is smashing champagne glasses on his face, so he's clearly handling things well. Like, what is happening? Everything is just crazy.
I mean, we talked about this literally this morning. Like, somebody must have released some kind of weird gas over LA that made everyone absolutely off their rocker.
Yeah, God. So, you know, we know that in some cases, pancreatitis can be a really serious medical condition. Mm-hmm. But like we said, Travis has proven time and time again, he's a survivor. So we obviously hope he's doing well. He obviously has a lot of support and
money. That helps a lot
money
with health
that,
stuff
that does
here
help.
In this country.
Yeah. Arisha, why do you got to bring the mood down?
I know. I'm sorry. I just, it has to be said.
Like, I know.
It's
it
so hard when, like, I mean, pancreatitis, this is serious, absolutely. And I'm glad it sounds like he's doing okay.
Right.
But it's great that he's able to be doing okay, you know?
Yes. Yes. No, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling attention to that.
I'll bring the mood back up. I was thinking we should get colonoscopies together.
Oh, my God.
On air.
I mean, we, okay. We have done massages, so that's obviously the logical next step.
Oh, my God. That nap was so good. Oh, I love a good massage nap.
Yeah, the lady thought you were dead.
I know. She's like, excuse me.
And on that note, from Wondery, I'm Brooke Zimmerman.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.